Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm David Madden, and here's what's happening. How's Pennsylvania dealing with the opioid crisis? Governor Tom Wolf says the state's moving in the right direction.
We can take great pride in going from a state that was doing virtually nothing to a state that the American Medical Association says is one of the leaders in the country. We've bent the curve in terms of deaths from opioid overdoses.
But how's that playing where drugs are a problem? KYW's Andrew Kramer talked to some people in Kensington, parts of which are known for the drug trade.
They have needles disposal that looks like a post office box, right? They stick tape around a stick and get the needles out of there and resell them.
We're sitting outside a beer store right now. Can you tell us what's going on outside that store? We're looking at it right now.
They're smoking weed, and they're shooting up.
Right here in the open, they're just shooting up in front of us.
They're shooting up.
And you see that all the time when you're walking the streets?
All the time.
Wolf concedes there's still more work to do. In Bucks County, Sean Kratz has had a change of heart. He will not testify against his cousin, Cosmo DiNardo, who is charged with the murders of three people on the family farm and drug deals gone bad a couple of years ago. Kratz entered a plea deal where he admitted to killing four people, all told, in the same incident. If you're dealing with the Philadelphia Parking Authority next week, go to the office. The online option will not be available. As we hear from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe.
Executive Director Scott Petrie says the Parking Authority used the same vendor for 35 years, but when it came time for the most recent contract, a local minority-owned firm, PRWT, was the low bidder.
There'll be a lot of customer conveniences and efficiencies from the new program, including a much-enhanced customer service platform, just easier to navigate, to answer questions quickly, to provide more accurate information.
The downside is transferring 35 years worth of files and working out the bugs that come with any new system will take at least a week.
So you'll have to, in fact, go to the office to get a parking permit or pay a ticket at least until the 15th. Or you could just put a check in the mail. A 14-year-old girl is formally accused in the murder of a man in the Northeast. Police sources say the teen will be charged as an adult. This week's killing of 59-year-old Albert Chernoff. He was found killed in his Algon Avenue home, tied to his bed with a head wound and slashes to his chest. No one can suggest a connection between Chernoff and the teenager. Thanksgiving is not that far off. With that in mind, New Jersey is stepping up efforts to get people in need to sign up for a food assistance program. SNAP, what used to be called the food stamp program, is federally funded, but it's run by states. In New Jersey, over 700,000 people are getting help from 6,000 retailers statewide, according to Human Services Commissioner Carol Johnson.
It makes a huge critical difference in so many people's lives because we know food is not just about nutrition. It's also about making sure our kids perform well in school. It's making sure that people are healthy. It makes such a difference in people's lives.
During SNAP Awareness Week, state and county agencies will be highlighting just what the program does. Why now? Well, the thought is you get more people involved over the holidays, and that'll keep them in there throughout the year. There are annual income limits to qualify, ranging from $23,000 for an individual to over $39,000 for a family of three. You can apply or get more information through your county social services agency or online at njsnap.gov. That's the All Local. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.